Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And this is day 5 of working with nectarines. And I hope that we had a lot of fun working with nectarines. I hope we learned the different varieties between the yellow nectarine, the white nectarine. And believe it or not, nectarines come from the peach family. So you know what? They're really not that far away from a peach. And what I love so much about a really, really good nectarine, especially on a hot day, and we've been having a lot of those here in the Central Valley, is always to take into consideration that with working with any kind of product, we always want to make sure that our product, in this case being nectarine, is highlighted as not only the best product that we could possibly have, but also it's the forefront of whatever we're doing. So no matter what we're doing, we want to make sure that we highlight the nectarine as the most important thing we're cooking here this week here on the California Fresh Kitchen. This is my recipe for a fresh nectarine sorbet with a twist. Now, normally we do this the traditional way, but you guys know the Untamed Chef. I just do things a lot different all the time. It's not a bad thing. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to show you how to make fresh nectarine sorbet. What I'm going to need first are 3 cups of fresh nectarines. Now, with these fresh nectarines, I'm going to add in 2 cups of, you can either use orange juice or cranberry juice. Personally, I like cranberry juice only because it won't hurt the flavor of that nectarine, and we want to make sure the flavor of the nectarine stays pure. So the cranberry juice works really well with this. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to add in 2 cups of sugar into that as well. And the reason why we're going to add in the cups of sugar is because we need to have a nice base for this so we can actually make a beautiful sorbet. Next, what I'm going to do is I'm going to add in 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, and I'm going to add in 1 tablespoon of xanthan gum. And what the xanthan gum is going to do, once we blend it in, it's actually going to make sure that this base stays together. And now I'm going to go ahead and put this in to my stand mixer. Now, if you have like a KitchenAid stand mixer, you want to make sure to have the mixing whisk on. You don't want to have the paddle on, especially the dough hook on. It has to be the whisk. Now, what you're going to do when you pour this in, you're only going to pour this in 1/4 of the way, because when we add the dry ice, that dry ice is going to expand so much. And then what's going to happen with the dry ice is as it starts to mix together, it's going to start to, I don't want to say boil up, but it's going to foam up before it hits that freezing point with the dry ice. And remember, the dry ice is 150 degrees below zero. So it's very, very cold. You always want to be very cautious when you're doing this. And we're going to go ahead and put that mixture all into our mixer. And as it starts to whisk around, we'll start to see it immediately start turning into a beautiful fresh sorbet. And enjoy. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.